Hi!
And welcome to Stick to Tape.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Julie.
And this episode is called, Okay, so we're doing this. Surprise, we're back.
Sort of.
We much like the NHL, have been on pause because fucking coronavirus, which we talked about in December.
We did.
Because we talked about how it was like shutting down factories in China, and then it shut down the whole league.
Yeah, if you have been under a rock, the NHL has been on pause since the March 12th,
which I was supposed to go to a game that day.
That was the day that Julie was supposed to see Pittsburgh Penguin Patrick Marleau
in Columbus with my friend, which I never got her money back for. RIP.
Uh-oh.
It'll buff.
And there have been plenty of times where we could have been like, let's do a podcast, and we're both very, very lazy, so we did not.
Yeah.
But we're together today, so we're going to talk about it. And the NHL thinks that they're coming back for the playoffs.
Yes.
We don't have any notes, but then again, neither does the NHL, so, like, we're winging it just like they are. I don't remember which teams are in the playoffs.
Okay, fine. I'll look it up just because. Let me vamp for you for a second.
So, I can keep going.
Can you vamp while I look it up?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay. So, every team that is about to be playing in the postseason is officially in the playoffs, even though there are play-in rounds where, like, 16 teams, maybe, are competing for the chance to play in for the cup. There's two hub cities. The Eastern Conference teams are all going to play in Toronto in the bubble, and the Western Conference teams are all supposed to play in Edmonton in the bubble, except Edmonton had a bunch of rain the other day, and the entire, like, Rogers Place flooded and is currently quote-unquote unfit to play, which, you know, it's maybe a sign from God.
Perhaps a sign from God. Okay, so there are, if you were in the top, okay, so if these teams were in the top two spots in their conference, they were in.
They're like in, and they are going to be playing exhibition games.
Yes.
But they are officially in the playoffs.
Yeah, and so in the East, you're, like, seeded. Their seeded round-robin players are Boston, Tampa, Washington, and Philadelphia. And then these teams are playing qualifier games.
Wait, no.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. So it's Pittsburgh, Carolina, New York Islanders, the Maple Leafs, the Blue Jackets, the Panthers, the Rangers, and the Canadiens.
And they are playing, and so the top seed is the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they are playing the bottom seed, the Montreal Canadiens.
Which is garbage. It makes me so mad. Because that means that they were third.
I know. So the Hurricanes are playing the Rangers, the Islanders are playing the Panthers, who they have played in the playoffs before, and the Leafs are playing the Jackets. And it's a best of five series. Whoever loses then gets, they are in the lottery for, drum roll please, the number one overall pick.
Yeah, that's right. So, oh my God.
It counts as being in the playoffs. So they are officially in the playoffs, and they could lose and still be
get Alexis Lafreniere.
Yeah, so I don't think anything should be happening. But also I would love the idea of, like, the Pittsburgh Penguins, who currently have the longest active playoff streak in the league, still lose and then get
Alexis Lafreniere.
Yeah. So that's the Eastern Conference. What's the Western Conference?
Okay, so the Western Conference, your top four teams are St. Louis, Colorado, Vegas, and the Dallas Stars. So playing your qualifying rounds are the Oilers, the Predators, the Canucks, the Flames, the Jets, the Wild, the Coyotes, and the Blackhawks.
So the Oilers are playing the Blackhawks, Preds, Coyotes, Canucks versus Wild, and Flames versus Jets.
Okay, so are they also playing exhibition games? Because I'm pretty
they
sure
they are.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a Flames and Oilers game going down, which I love Battle of Alberta.
In
like here's in the Edmonton. Thing. Here's the thing. Like you're gonna tell me that they're not good. Like that. Okay, so not only is it the Battle of Alberta, but it's also the Battle of the Keystone State. So you're gonna tell me those teams that freaking hate each other are gonna like not breathe all over each other and beat each other's asses? Like,
I know. And the other thing about it is that I only follow a couple of teams on Twitter. I'm not paying that much attention to other teams right now. But I know that like Zach Hyman of the Leafs has already maybe gotten injured, may not be playing. Sidney Crosby didn't show up.
That's a sign from God.
That is a sign from God that we flew too close to the sun and it's time to shut it all down until January. Or, you know, possibly maybe his girlfriend is in labor. I don't know if she's pregnant, but part of me is like, what if that's what it is?
What if?
But like, so teams, people are already getting injured. People have already, there are a few different players who have previously had coronavirus who are currently playing, including Austin Matthews. I hate it so much. I hate it so much, y'all. I really don't think that they should be playing. Part of me has been watching, like, paying attention to the Penguins Twitter and being like, I missed this. I love this. They are my boys. But most of me is like, this is the worst idea. They're taking tests away from people. They're taking all of these people away from their families for up to like 3 months. And the last time they tried to play a Stanley Cup during a pandemic,
someone died
and nobody got the cup. So maybe we shouldn't do it. I think all sports should be canceled.
So much for learning from our mistakes. The only sports that shouldn't be canceled is KBO because South Korea got it under control.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm saying American sports should all be canceled. We should not be allowed to have any nice things.
I'm sorry. Hockey is Canada's sport.
We should not be allowed to have any nice things. Either country. Either of us.
Did you see the thing? I didn't read it close enough, so I really shouldn't even comment on it. But did you see the thing where, was it Canada or, like, the Blue Jays were like, no, you're not playing baseball here right now?
It was Canada. Canada was like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, they're really doing it with hockey, and they're like, I guess I just really take umbrage with the fact that these dudes are allowed to, like, travel to Canada, like, when they're in our passports aren't good. We are diseased people. And yeah, yet these athletes are allowed to travel. I just think that's bizarre.
Yeah, the border is still closed.
But, I mean, like, I just don't understand how this is making anybody any money.
I guess it has to just be TV because they're not allowing fans. Nobody is allowing fans.
The only thing I really truly want is if they start playing games, they had better fucking put stuffed animals in those seats.
Or cardboard cutouts. I've seen some cardboard cutouts at like Sox games.
A cardboard cutout of the Jonas Brothers on the glass. Oh my god, this is their next segment. Like, who would you want to see? Like, what cardboard cutout would you want to see? I know the answer. I can see it in your face.
What is it?
BTS.
Yeah! Also, while we were gone, we got really into BTS. I'm very sorry.
I'm not sorry. I've never been sorry one day in my life.
I'm not sorry. I'm only sorry that we didn't get to see them in Toronto because of fucking coronavirus.
It's true. Anyway.
Anyway.
This is going well.
This sport should be canceled. All sports should be canceled.
True. I read that thing this morning about how, like, this doctor sent a coronavirus test away, and it's been 16 days and he doesn't have a result, but a half of an hour away, they sent 180 MLB or MLS tests off, and they got their results hours later. Like,
that is terrible. That is bullshit. That should not be happening. Like, and honestly, America and Canada should not be allowed to have nice things because they're both not doing great right now. America more than others, I agree.
Yeah.
Canada isn't, you know, much better. But
better than us.
Obviously better than us because look who's running our country. But
yeah.
I don't think that America should be allowed to have nice things right now, and I think that we should shut everything down, all of the sports. The bubble is a bad idea. It's not working. Anyway, that's the beginning of our sports podcast. There are other things happening, and that is basically there are a ton of babies. Because this is baby season.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's normally wedding season. I've seen a couple of people get married, and I have, you know, side-eyed them because they've had, like, actual big wedding, not, like, big weddings, but, like, enough people that I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
It's normally wedding season. It's also baby season because this is the time of year where no hockey is being played, and so a lot of – there was an article about, like, the – I think – Mark Lazarus talked to a bunch of Blackhawks like 2 or 3 years ago, and an anonymous Blackhawk player was like, yeah, there's a lot of fucking in November and December because you got to have the baby.
And I actually recently told my mom this.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I was like talking to my mom about hockey, and I was like, yeah, I was like, there's a lot of fucking in November because they it's family planning.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So they make sure they're around, or they don't have to leave work
immediately. Yeah, to go.
You know who didn't plan?
Who?
The Murrays.
You know who else didn't? Their baby's
gonna be born in January.
The Dumoulins.
True.
Their baby was born in November. But yeah, so. So a lot of babies are being born. Like, for instance, Matt Martin missed an Islanders practice the other day because Sydney had their baby Willow, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's why he missed practice.
Are there pictures?
Yes, there are pictures.
I think I have her muted on Instagram because I fucking hate the Islanders.
I understand, but the baby is really pretty. And Zach Hyman... He tweeted a...
Windsor is her name.
Yeah.
it's fine.
Zach Hyman put up a happy anniversary post to his wife and called her the best dog mama and soon to be best baby mama. And I freaked the fuck out because if anybody has like strong dad energy, it's Zach Hyman. Cutest boy in the world, Zach Hyman, you'll remember.
You'll recall.
We have taken that sign to a couple of different Leafs games.
It's in my car.
Because it's true.
It's true.
And yeah, the Murrays, Matt and Christina, remember we had an entire episode where we just yelled about their secret elopement? Yeah, well, now they're having a baby. And it's the best thing. It's very exciting. They're going to have a baby. Christina is still very, very small, and their dogs are still very, very
oh my God.
Giant.
If anybody knows what brand of chair she was sitting in, can you let me know? Because, God, I want it so bad. It's like, let me explain this to you if you haven't seen this chair. Oh, it's my podcast. I can do what I want. If I want to talk about interior design, I will. This chair is like, it's like the corner part of a sectional, but it's a chair, and I feel like I'm not complete until I have one. So if you know what it is, please let me know. I need it. Thanks.
Yeah. And there are other babies, I'm sure.
Yeah, so I was looking on the Hockey Wags Insta to see what was up, but then I got distracted.
Yeah. There was another Islanders baby that was just born. I think the Baileys.
Oh.
Because Sydney said something about like their future best friends.
The Acharis had a baby.
Of course.
I think he's a Panther now.
I think he is. Yeah, he's a Panther.
He went from Boston to Florida.
So like
John Gibson! Baby's new.
John Gibson had a baby. Or his wife did.
Carlsons are having another baby. John Carlson, The Roussels had a third baby.
I remember. I do remember that. I think the Prices are having another, maybe. Or The Oshis.
The Oshis are having another baby. Tomas Hurdle's having a baby. The Horvats had a baby.
It's definitely baby season. It's really fucking sad, though, because all of these people, like, they have, like, infants and they have to leave for at least a couple of months.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then they're going to have to quarantine when they come back. And it's just, oh my God, I hate this. Shut it down.
Like, Jordy Ben, Jordy and Jessica having a baby.
Jordy and Jessica are having a baby, and she's like 39 weeks.
Well, like, I heard somebody say, like, who was it? It was a couple of capitals. They want to leave the bubble for the birth of their children and then come back. I'm like, no, if you leave, you're out.
You can't.
Like, anybody. That goes for anybody on any team. If you leave, you're fucking out. Yeah. That's what, oh God, what's her name?
What's the point of the bubble?
Erica. That's what Erica told Carl, is like, if you come back for the baby being born, that's fine, you can go. And I'm like, no, dog. Like, you can't leave the bubble. That's the point of the bubble.
The point of the bubble is, like, you can't leave the bubble.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of, like, harsh saying, but, like, I just don't think it is at all.
You know what? It is kind of harsh saying, but that's just because you need to be harsh. It's a global pandemic and they are not taking it seriously.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. Like, and I mean, we can sit here, we've sat here and said the same thing for 15 minutes. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So that's what's happening. But the Haglunds are having another baby.
The Haglunds are having another baby. I do remember seeing that.
Somebody else, was it maybe the Kuznetsovs?
Oh, I think so.
It might be the Kuznetsovs, or I don't think it's Carlson's. I don't think she's far enough along, but maybe.
But it's
very, I remember it was Capitals. Somebody was talking about it.
I don't understand why the bubble means that they don't, like, they don't have to quarantine. I don't understand why the bubble, they started practicing outside of the bubble and they're still living at home and they still haven't left to go to the bubble yet. And then they're going to go to the bubble and they're not going to quarantine for 2 weeks. And then.
Yeah, like, you would think that they would be bubbling now in their cities.
Yeah, like, I think Jesse Marshall tweeted something about, like, the point of a bubble doesn't make sense if everybody is practicing outside of the bubble right now. Yeah,
that doesn't track for me, dog.
Because they're still, like, living with...
Yeah, like, Gino's doing some, like, cooking or something. I don't know what the hell he was doing today.
He keeps having guests over. Or they probably
just live there.
Yeah, in a giant fucking house. And it's just so, and it's like, oh my God.
Actually, let's talk about the most pressing thing here, which is my feelings. Roman Polak's not coming back.
And I understand. We were going to talk about Zach Aston Reese and his dog Carl, but okay, we'll do that later.
Okay.
Roman Polak's
not coming back. Like, this was his last NHL season, and he went home at the beginning of the pandemic, and he's not coming back. And I understand he's not a NHL player.
He's not
anymore.
A good player.
But my heart says otherwise, and I'm sad. So, rip to Roman Polak. He's not dead. He's just not playing hockey this year.
In the NHL.
In the NHL. In a global pandemic.
I think he signed with another team, didn't he?
Did he?
No, somewhere in Europe.
Good. I'm gonna buy a t-shirt.
I know you
are. I said that for so long, and I never got to buy a Roman Polak shirt. Rip to me.
I'm sure you can find one.
I think I'm for cheap now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She just winked at me.
Anyway,
hockey is happening and it's very dumb and we don't like it.
Except I'm totally going to watch it because I'm a fool. And I don't have a job, so I'm going to watch like 10 hours of hockey a day.
I do have a job.
Congratulations.
I hate it. Thanks. And at least the Pittsburgh Penguins are playing the last game of the night every night, according to the league schedule that I saw, which means I may be able to see most of it. But, like, and yeah, so the schedule is like a 12 o'clock, a 2 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, a 6 o'clock game, local time too. So, and they're going to go back and forth between Toronto and Edmonton. It's so weird. It's ill-advised. I don't think they should be doing it. I think that it is very dumb. I know that this is all we're going to say for 20 minutes. What are you doing?
I'm looking at a wax post.
Oh, okay. Oh God. My cat just fell off the bed. She's okay.
She's fine.
I think she has a head cold, so she's a little unsteady on her feet.
Well,
that's, I don't have anything to say. Like,
I don't really have anything. I feel like we said we were going to say something else, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, you're talking about Iggy and Carl.
Oh, right. But that's just Carl the Iggy.
Yeah, Iggy. Carl the Iggy.
Zach Aston Reese. There's a picture on, like, the NHL Twitter today of him with the dog in his actual shirt. That dog is still so small, but he's going to take that dog halfway to New York, and then his parents are coming down the other half, and the dog's going to live with his parents for the next couple of months, hopefully. Just kidding. I hope nothing happens. But also, I hope that I go all the way. But also,
I hope they shut that shit down before somebody fucking dies.
I hope they shut that shit down first. Honestly, I don't want it again, to happen.
That sounds quite harsh, but
except for the fact, and we don't know the long-term effects, and they are athletes, and they need their lungs, and Austin Matthews said something about how his conditioning was bad when he came back to skate, and it's like, maybe that's because you just had a virus that fucking attacks your lungs, you goddamn idiot.
He got nommed for the lady bang.
Oh my god, yeah. The awards are starting to come out, like, awards finalists are starting to come out. They're very dumb. Somehow Mike Sullivan did not get, that's is not a Jackass finalist.
Bullshit.
Even though we literally talked about it. We talked about how he needed to get to be a finalist for the Jack Adams because he didn't have Gino and he didn't have Sid and he didn't have everybody and he got them, like, at some point we were like second in the division, and it's like, oh my god, and we had like there were like four NHL players and like six AHL players and the rest of them were just like cardboard cutouts on the ice, like because the AHL team was also ravaged by injuries because we're the Pittsburgh Penguins. And
I feel you, dog. Yeah, I consistently Mike Sullivan is overlooked. However,
yeah,
occasionally the Jack Adams is a curse.
True.
So
maybe Tortorella can win it.
He did, didn't he? Didn't he win it a couple of years ago?
He did.
Was it a curse?
No. Unfortunately.
And he's in it again.
He's still there.
Because they lost a shit ton of man games, but they also don't have Sidney fucking Crosby. And I get it. I'm a defensive Sid wife because a lot of people were piling on him for shit. And, like, here's... Oh, my God. Like, I love that they... Like, and why I say I love... I hate, like, they pile on him all the time for shit. Like he's the only voice in hockey that fucking matters.
Yeah.
And that might well be true, but also, like, there are 700 other players in the league that can take a fucking stand.
Yeah.
And they don't. And, like, so he's the most prominent name. You get to, like, pick him out. Like, yeah. I'm being a defensive Sid wife right now, and I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I get it.
Like, I don't know. I just don't feel like I need his opinion on it. Fucking everything. I know his opinion. It's going to be something fucking bland. Like,
it's going to be something very bland.
It's bland and company line. That's, I'm not going to him for the fucking truth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not.
Yeah. He is the most boring person in the whole world.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is, I know he has a bad opinion. You don't have to fucking remind me.
Exactly. Yeah, he does have a very bad opinion.
Hi, Esther.
You know who else has a really bad opinion? I just want to bring this up because it's one of the dumbest things that I saw. Jonathan Toews, the captain of the Chicago Blackhawks, who usually has pretty good opinions. He is like a Bernie bro and shit, and he thinks that we should be doing better with, like, climate change, and he's very about, like, being healthy and all of this fun shit. No, Esther, no.
Come this way.
And, but they talked to him about the coronavirus, and he said something like, Sydney, do we really know how anybody gets it?
No one
really knows how anybody gets it. And it's like, Jonathan, yes. Yes, we do know how people get it.
Jonathan, it's a respiratory disease. We get it, buddy.
Yeah.
All I said when we started this is I hope Esther sneezes on Mike. Hi, Esther. Esther's like, there's a computer, so she's like literally trying to crawl up Samantha's chest right now. And she's very pressed that she cannot do it.
There's a bunch of wires in front of me. Esther, thank you. Oh my gosh, she gets stuck.
Let me help you. There you go. Esther just sat down where Samantha had the laptop. She's just sitting there. She's like, I'm not moving. So
God.
Oh, I love God. Esther so much right now. So, anyways, hey. Jonathan Taves doesn't know what he's talking about.
Jonathan Taves doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a big dumb dummy. It's good to know that sometimes even the smart ones are fucking idiots. They're all so dumb, and they're all, like, nobody, like, some people did opt out. No.
Oh, yeah, like, but not anyone of, like, import I can think of.
No, like, big names opted out, but they had, after the NHL and the NHLPA reached an agreement with the new CBA, which it's pretty impressive that they did manage to do it without another strike, and also without, and also with Olympics participation next to Winter Olympics.
Speaking of John Tortorella.
All right, calm down. So after the NHLPA voted to agree to whatever they agreed to.
The return to play thing.
The return to play, they had 3 days to opt out with no questions asked. Obviously, because it is hockey, and because sports reporters and hockey reporters in particular are terrible people, a lot of people did give reasons, and the best reason is I don't want to because it's a global pandemic, and a lot of them were like, yeah, I have, for a family reason, blah 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 blah, and it makes sense, and like all of those people who did opt out. I'm like, I have no choice but to love and be proud of them forever. However, I don't remember any of the names. So
the only one I can remember is Zach Trotman. Trotman did
Trotman.
Was it Hamonic?
I think Travis Hamonic.
Was it Hamonic? It was somebody with an H from the Flames. I know they opted out as well.
Yeah, so maybe like 5 or 6 guys opted out of the return to play, and I'm very proud of them, and it's very smart of them to do. And everyone else was like, I'm a good old hockey boy, who cares, let's play hockey. And I hate them, and they're really dumb. I'm really glad to
was Hamonic, Stephen Kampfer, Sven Berchi, Carl Olsner, Green, Roman Polak, who we discussed. Oh, that's not a whole list. Okay, well, that was a short list. There's more than that. I know this.
I don't think so.
No, there are. But that's the...
There were only a few. It was definitely not enough. I love them. And I'm proud of them. And while I am glad to see Gensel, Crosby, Sherry line again, the Sid and the Kids line. It's no longer happening because Sidney Crosby is currently unfit to play because they are very vague about injuries. They're not going to give any injury updates.
They're not allowed to.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The NHL has said they're not giving any injury updates. So there's not going to be any corona updates. So if somebody has coronavirus or if they get hit in the head, they're just going to be deemed unfit to play. Like, that's it. That's all that they can say is unfit to play. So, it's even worse than normal, and I hate it. And, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, eventually we'll see.
We should just wrap up.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. We don't even have a... Best name in hockey. The best name in hockey is me.
The best name in hockey is
Gritty.
Shut it down.
It's Gritty.
Shut it down.
It's
all right.
It's
whatever.
Roman Polak.
You can find us on Twitter at 6to8pod.
where we're not very active, or you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com if you have anything you'd like us to discuss, or we can rap about something.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll try to stay, I don't know, like, what are you going to do, like, maybe once a month?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll see you guys later, and remember, no NHL.